Good morning. 00 hours.
Clear.
45 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours.
Clear.
44 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours.
Fog.
44 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours.
Fog.
38 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours.
Fog.
43 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours.
Clear.
43 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours.
Fog.
37 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours.
Fog.
35 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Special weather statement. Good morning. 09 hundred hours.
Fog.
35 degrees. Special weather statement. The National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 10 hundred hours.
Sunny.
43 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours.
Sunny.
55 degrees. Good afternoon. 12 hundred hours.
Sunny.
63 degrees. Good afternoon. 13 hundred hours.
Sunny.
65 degrees. Good afternoon. 14 hundred hours.
Sunny.
69 degrees.
I'm still here, not sure if you can hear me all right, but I had to come back and connect up again, but I'm still here, WB9CSP.
WB9CSP, you're coming on loud and clear, KE2AVB.
Yeah, roger that, Paul. I'm just outside right now. I figured I'd try and run the net outside. Hopefully I have enough juice on my laptop. I might have to switch over to my phone if I don't, but it's all good. How are you today? And how's the weather where you're at? The name is Richard in Paris, Texas.
I am doing well, Richard. The weather is sunny, about 72 degrees in central New Jersey, roughly 25 minutes from Trenton.
Ah, that's nice. I might be moving up that way pretty soon. Up to Maine or New Hampshire, I haven't decided yet.
What is the reason for the move to the northeast?
I just don't like it down here. It just doesn't assimilate with me. It's not my thing. A little too slow-paced, I guess you could say.
That is understandable. If you don't fit in or you don't like it or anything to that effect, and you could afford to, why not move somewhere else?
Yep, definitely so. So, KE2, is that a vanity, or have you had your call for a while?
I've had my call sign for about a year and a half. It's just the first one that they gave me. I just got my ticket back in February of last year.
Well, good job on getting your license. I've had mine since January, but I've actually been doing it since 06, once the digital stuff came out in 2012, 2013. And everyone just kind of put analog on the back burner, I kind of let my license go. So, but I'm a general, and I'm happy about it. So, I'm glad that I passed my general and have been making some contacts. But I don't get on all the time. I usually just get on and try and do FT8 and CW, PSK31, all the non-standard stuff.
Yeah, I'm just started to study for the general. And probably in like a month or two, I'll take the test. And I've been getting on HF a little bit through the club that I belong to, and it's a good hobby to get into.
Ten minutes to net. You're welcome to stay around. I'm not going to just cut right off on you. That would be rude, but... Yeah, you know, there is a program you can download. It's free. I don't know why people keep telling me when I tell them about it, you have to pay for it. It's called RC Forb. And, you know, you can request access to different HF remotes around the world and the country. And, you know, you could come out in, for example, Minnesota or New York or California. You know, it's just where you get access to. The furthest two that I use on occasion so far is New Zealand and Belgium.
Yeah, I've done a lot of U.S. states and a lot of Europe, Caribbean. The furthest that I think I've done through the club is Namibia in southern Africa.
Yeah. I tried to make contact with Anzores and someplace, what was the name of that place? Francais du Pas or something like that in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean and on FTAs, and I just couldn't make it happen. So, the one thing that I don't like, though, is when I get on FT8 and I call CQ, I get a bunch of U.S. stations, and it's like, no, no, no. I filtered out the U.S. because I don't want to talk to the U.S. It's not DX to me, you know? So I might have to start putting that in there, you know, CQDX, so that way I only get DX. But, you know, I don't mind a good U.S. contact every once in a while. It's just, you know, kind of annoying when you get a lot of U.S. responses when that's not what you're looking for.
Yeah, you should possibly suck in DX into the line to make the filter out the U.S. I'm going to sit back and relax for the next 5-6 minutes and just to free up the repeater and let you get ready for the net. It's nice talking to you, Richard. KE2AVB, standing by for the net.
Yeah, I might have to switch over to my phone and hope that I can command stuff. If not, I might have to go run back to the house and slap my laptop on the charger somewhere, but that'll be all right. All right, Paul, good to talk to you, and hopefully hear you here in a few minutes. WB9CST, 6 minutes tonight. WB9CST, switch to my phone, testing, how can you guys hear me?
Richard, you're loud and clear, KE2AVD.
Roger that.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 71 degrees.
All right. Good afternoon, everybody. Sorry for the wind noise. My dog wanted to be noisy, so I went off walking to alleviate that problem. Anyway, good afternoon. This is Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie, Sierra Papa, in Paris, Texas. And I think I'll make today's question, What's your favorite time of the year out of the three holidays coming up? Halloween, Thanksgiving, or Christmas? And with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Come now, WB9CST.
Kilo Echo 2, Alpha Victor Bravo. Paul, and I'm going to say Halloween, because it's 2 days after my birthday.
Yeah, thanks, Paul. I like that answer. And thank you for stopping in, and welcome to the net. I don't think I've heard you before, so thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST. Yeah, you'll have to run that call by me one more time. I didn't hear it. You were really noisy. Alright, Kilo Echo 8, was it Yankee Fox Golf? Alright, I got it that time. Good afternoon. How are things up in Michigan? And what's your favorite of the three holidays coming up? Go ahead. Alright. Well, good job. I like that one too. And thank you for checking in. You might want to move around a little bit, though, just so you know. You're a little on the noisy side, but I was able to hear what you said. Anybody else wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST.
Kilo 6, Golf, Romeo, Lima.
Whiskey 8, Tango, Oscar, Yankee.
Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Tango, Golf, check in, Mr. Mets. This is Dennis, Major Park, Michigan.
Alright, I'll stop there. I've got Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Uniform, K6 GRL Linda, W8TOY John, KF8 ATG Dennis. So we'll go back to the top. AD9BU, Brian. Hopefully I got that right. What's your favorite of the three holidays coming up? Go ahead.
Greetings, everybody. This is James, Alpha Delta 9, Bravo Union from Helena. My favorite holidays that are coming up, spending time with the family and usually go on a vacation during that week that I take off. Other than that, it's been a good week. Love to see the fall colors turning out. Back to you.
I do like the colors of Illinois. They are pretty nice. It's been a while since I've been up there, though, but I might be coming up that way soon. So thanks, James. I don't know where I got Brian from, but thanks for stopping in. Linda, hallo, wie geht's dir, Frau? If you want to take a crack at the question, go ahead. Kilo 6, Golf Romeo Lima. Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa.
Kilo
Whiskey Bravo 9, Sierra Charlie Papa here from K6GL. Good afternoon, Richard, and everybody on the net. Ja, guten Nachmittag, sagen wir. That's what we say in Germany. My favorite holiday, I think I've heard you say the three upcoming holidays, but my favorite is actually New Year's, with new beginnings, you know, new hopes, new inspirations. It always feels good in the new year. And I always have to check my horoscope to see, you know, what's in store for me that year. But as far as the next three holidays, it would probably be Christmas, with, you know, the lights and decorations and music. It's pretty fascinating and spiritual and all of that. So it would have to be Christmas. But New Year's is number one. K6GL, back to you, Richard.
Yeah, I like Christmas and New Year's too. It's definitely, I'm more about the gifts for it, but, you know, each person has their own thing. I'll have to look at what just set off my text box. My computer got low on battery, so. Yeah, good to hear you. And you know I'll be back to you, so stick around. John, how have you been doing? I tried to call you a couple times on the phone, but I guess you've been busy. Favorite upcoming holidays towards the end of the year, WATOY to WV9CST.
Yeah, I've been quite busy lately. I got a lot of things going on, but one of those times was like about 1:20 in the morning. I almost got on a plane and headed down that way. But I've just been extremely busy. I don't even have time to do much ATF work on the radio, so. You know, that's the way that goes. As far as the holiday, well, I would have to say Christmas, because I'm at the point where now, you know, I'm seeing less and less of family members every year because they're gradually going away. So it gives me a chance to make sure I see, most of my family members that are still around. But I would say that has to be it, and that's why it's Christmas night. Back to net control.
Whoa. Maybe I need to cool down on how fast I talk. And sounds like I upset something. Anyway. Yeah, roger that, John. I'm just sitting outside. I figured I'd run the net outside today and, not be all stuffed up in the house and stuff. We are going to go out later to something called Mannequin Night. So, it's not like I would have been stuffed up in the house the whole day. It's later this evening, though. But, what was I going to say? Well, I forgot. Oh, well. It'll come back to me. Dennis, KFATG, you've heard the question probably by now, so go ahead. And how are things in Michigan for you?
Yeah, this is Dennis, KFATG. I'm going to have to say that Christmas is one of the biggest for me. Every year, me and my girlfriend have been through our church group. We cook the local top shop Christmas meal, and we make a big deal out of it. So, kind of add some help our community out in that respect. We ask too much from our top shop. So, just give a full belly and help them put up with what they got to deal with on a typical holiday. KFATG.
Yeah, sorry guys for the incoming wind noise. It always seems to do that when I'm trying to talk to somebody. it'll get windy or something else, so, yeah, but, yeah, I like this time of year. It's not terribly hot out right now, you know, I'm not sweating profusely right now, I'm not even sweating, so, yeah, I like this time of year. But thanks for checking in, Dennis, and welcome back, Paul. I saw you came back in. So with that, I am at the bottom of the list. This is the Everything Net, and this is Richard, Whiskey Bravo 9, Charlie Sierra Papa, looking for more check-ins.
KC0SDV.
All right, I think I got that right. KC0SBZ. Good afternoon. Go ahead. How are you? And favorite holiday coming up. Go ahead. There we go. I sorted out that problem. KC0SDV, I think I got your call right. Go ahead, WB9CSC.
Yeah, we just wanted to make sure we're getting out. We put a new antenna, well, a new connection, new coax, and want to make sure we're getting out okay. Appreciate the comeback. KC0SDV.
Yeah, if you mean the repeater, I don't know what you did to it, but the audio sounds a lot better, too. And it doesn't have as much crackle as it did. It had a little bit before each time I'd connect, but it sounds good now. So good job. You guys fixed it up and made it sound great.
Hey, we appreciate it. We're going to sign off. What's your location, real quick? We're in St. Louis.
Yeah, the name here is Richard, and I'm in Paris, Texas.
Yeah, I've been to Paris a long time ago on a business trip, Paris, Texas. Have a good one. Thank you, care, and appreciate the comeback. Kilo Charlie Zero, Sierra Delta Victor with KF Zero, Kilo Foxtrot Zero, Romeo. I said, what? I said radio before. Romeo Whiskey Delta, we'll be clear. Thank you, KC Zero, STD, clear.
All right. Thanks for the stuff you do to the St. Louis machine. Again, it sounds great. And thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
KFAUU. Charlie H, Charlie Papa Tango, KCHTTT.
K6TDY.
All right, I got KF8UU, KC8CPT, and KA6TDY. KF8UU, good afternoon. How are you? And what's your favorite of the three holidays coming up? Go ahead.
Yeah, KF8UU, doing okay. Looking forward to the holiday coming up. My son is coming in from Austin, Texas to stay with me for a couple days so that we're getting ready for his visit here. The holidays will be here before you know it and ready for Black Friday. Just don't know what kind of deals are going to be happening with inflation as high as heck. So back to that control. Thanks, Rick, for taking my check-in.
Yep, not an issue. It's good to hear you when you're out here. I know you're usually busy, so thanks for stopping in. KC8CPT, I don't think I've heard you before, and if I have, it's been a while. How are you? Name and location, and go ahead with the question.
KC8CPT. Thank you, John. I'm the hospital member over here in Wisconsin. Good to hear you out there.
I think it's in, I'm not sure, St. Louis or Texas, but over here in Scholarship, Michigan. And holiday would be, my favorite would be Thanksgiving. I enjoy Thanksgiving because everybody gathers around the table and they pray over the food. Usually I pray over the food and that, you know. And I'm looking forward to cooking this year at my wife's uncle's house. His wife will be cooking like I am, so we'll be cooking in the kitchen, preparing the Thanksgiving dinner for everybody when they come over. So we're going to have a turkey. Me and my wife up to get for the turkey. So that's our contribution for the turkey that we're going to give to our uncle's place where we're going to have Thanksgiving at. And so with that, I'll say 73s, and you got a great signal coming through here. Take care, and I'll take it for picking up the next. This is KCHLCPT for Protected and Control.
Yep, not a problem. I'll have to let Joey know about that if that keeps making a hum. Sounds like a power supply issue. Oh, well. KA6PDY, good to hear you. I haven't heard you the past couple nights. Guess you've been kind of busy. Oh, and you just reminded me. I forgot to connect up Manpika. But go ahead. I'll let you make your transmission, and I'll get them connected up while you are.
This is KA6PDY, Paul in Sacramento, California. Yes, out here in California. I haven't been on the net because, honestly, it slips my mind because it's 2 p.m. your time and noon my time out here in California. So, yeah, I just completely forgot. So, I remembered last week, and I said, I got to do it this week. And anyway, but let's see, my favorite holiday coming up, I guess, well, it kind of sucks all the holidays coming up now because basically all my family is gone. So upstairs, if you know what I mean. So it's kind of, well, I know what they mean now when they say the holidays are depressing. Because you miss all the family and everything like that. And, yeah, so, I guess my favorite one, right now would be Halloween, I guess. Because there's a little more activity, things going on, people around and stuff like that. So, yeah, New Year, Christmas, or Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's is okay. I've never liked New Year's because my birthday is the next day, so it's it reminds me of my birthday, and I hate getting older. So that's about it. So, yeah, back to you in the net. This is KA6PDY.
There we go. I guess I'll have to leave that muted for now. I do have one other question for you, and it's kind of self-explanatory, but I just kind of want to know just to know. So, how come when I connect up to the WeatherTalk conference server, nobody's there right now?
The WX Talk, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Because a couple days ago, there were tons of people there, but now there's not.
That's there. I don't know exactly when they talk. But I know they talk during the hurricanes. That's pretty much when they use it, is for the hurricanes and getting information and making announcements and stuff like that. I have it on Skygate monitoring, and I never hear anybody talking. So, yeah, that's primarily when it's active is when there's a hurricane. So, yeah, if anybody's listening and interested in the hurricane stuff, you can go on to WX_talk. That's WX Talk, and you can listen in. Or you can go on to our node, conference server, all these terms. Conference server, Skygate, that's Sky_gate, and you won't interfere. We're one of their listening-only stations, meaning we just monitor it. You can't talk, and it's so you don't... So the primary area that they're concentrating in doesn't get covered by other traffic, basically. So, yeah, the most active times it's busy is during hurricanes.
Yeah, too bad most of the people that you hear there are only there during that time. I never see them on after that, usually. Oh, well. But, anyway, thanks for answering that. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CS3.
Kilo 6, Victor Papa.
Hey, there's Mr. Vice President, K6VP. How are things out your way? And not sure if you've been listening the whole time, but what's your favorite of the three coming up, three holidays?
Well, I'd have to say probably Thanksgiving. Don't really do the family thing much anymore. My wife's family is all on the East Coast, and what's left of my family are all east of the Rockies. But it's a good chance to stuff your face, so I'd have to say Thanksgiving.
K6VP. Yeah. I like Thanksgiving and Christmas mostly. Not much of a Halloween person anymore. I mean, sometimes I'll dress up and do that, but yeah. So, my next question is do you have any fruit stands out there and then people come by and they don't put any money in the box?
I'm not sure I understood the question. Do I have any what?
You know, the little fruit boxes. Fruit boxes. Okay, let's try that again. Fruit stands with those little boxes that you deposit the money in and then they don't pay for it?
I'm still not sure what you're talking about. Are you talking about the Salvation Army kettles?
W-A-T-O-Y.
Yeah, go ahead, John. Maybe you're trying to explain it. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, he's Northern California, so we speak the same language. He's asking if there are self-pay food stands where you pay for the food on your on the honor system. So, you know, if you got a bunch of apples or a bunch of whatever, you stop and you get a dozen apples and put the money in the box. He wants to know how many people cheat and don't put anything in.
Well, I'll have to confess, I have no idea what you're talking about. Every food stand I've ever gone to has had somebody there that's collecting money, so maybe that's a new thing. K6CP.
There's none. The only thing we have in Michigan is near campgrounds. There's people that sell wood, campfire wood, for campers on the honor system. But seeing that most campers are honest to start with, that's usually not a problem. That's the only thing I've ever seen. I've never seen food that was done on the honor system. Just firewood.
Well, I can tell you, crime's gotten so bad here, I don't think anybody would do anything on the honor system.
W-A-T-O-Y.
Yep. Anyway, I just I hope people do the right thing about that, you know. And I'm going to go tell them. Unless if they paid with the app. There's the Venmo app, so they could have done it that way. I don't know, but I'll go up to the house and let them know, you know, hey, I'm not sure if these people paid or not, you know, but anyway. I just kind of observed that because I'm used to putting change in it. I kind of wish they would only make it where you could only do it that way. You know, no electronics. You either have the money, walk up to it, put it in the box and get what you're looking for, or you just walk away. So, I don't know, but that's me. Anyway, where am I? Oh, yeah. Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WP9CFT. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSD.
Good to be I9HF, Gainesville, Wisconsin.
Hey, there's a familiar voice I haven't heard in a while. Hey, stranger, how are you, Chad? WI9HF, WB9CSD. How are you? And today's question is, what's your favorite holiday out of the three coming up?
First of all, I got my repeater tweaked up last night, finally, got it completed. Audio level's all set right, it should sound good over Echolink here. Not doing too bad, staying on deck on Tuesday. Built it a couple of years ago and finally getting around to staining it. So took a few hours off to do that Wednesday, or Tuesday rather. Not too much. Trying to list on eBay a GR300 radius UHF repeater that the transmit radio has zero power output. But see if I can get something for that. But the receive radio probably works fine. So anyway. Favorite holiday, I gotta say, is probably Christmas. I always find that to be kind of a, I don't know if I dare say, magical. I guess that's kind of all it was for me as a kid. It still kind of is. It's kind of a special time of year. So, back to you, Richard, to be I9HF.
Good job, Chad. Yeah, it sounds good. Yeah, as far as that other person goes, by the way, that I told you about, who emits radio noise, as he says, he just still doesn't reply to me. So I think it's kind of like, hey, how are you doing on the top? But, you know, when any other time it's like, yeah, just putting on a friendly face. So... I'll talk to you on the phone about that later if you're around, but other than that, good to hear you. Glad you stopped in. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFT. I would like to make the announcement, and I'll also go do announcements here in just a minute. John, you know I'm going to call on you, so be ready. stupid phone.
Here's Andrew O'Keefe.
Yeah, somebody keeps calling me, and it keeps disrupting my Echolink, so... who came and said what now? WB9CFT. Okay, I lost my train of thought. What was I about to say? Oh, yeah. I remember now. So my announcement was, you guys want to submit a topic to my email, it's good on QRZ, we can start bringing in other topics. That way people can talk about something they might like to talk about. So, yeah. But I'll probably go a few more times for check-ins, and if not, I'll shut down early again. It's still nice out. Sure people want to go do some stuff, so won't keep you around for the full hour if nobody comes around. So anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP.
CLW.
I got the tail end of that. ZLW or CLW? Go ahead. I'll go ahead and take you right up because you're kind of noisy to begin with. W0CLW, WB9CST, good afternoon. What's your name, location, and what's your favorite of the three upcoming holidays?
This is Jonah. I'm from South St. Paul. And I would have to say it's a tie between Christmas and Halloween. I like them both very much. Those are my favorite holidays.
Good job, Jonah. I like those too. And, yeah, it's kind of a toss-up. So far, I've gotten Halloween and Christmas the most, and Thanksgiving comes third. So, yeah, but thanks for stopping in. We meet here every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Let's try that again. 2 p.m. Central time. So, yeah. But, good job. Anybody else wishing to check in? Come now, WB9CS3. All right. I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here. Go do some outside stuff and let you guys go do some stuff. So we'll go ahead and start the 7-3 round. I will call for check-ins before I close. So let's see. Paul had to go, so let me write him as an IO. So, AD90U, James, if you're there, go ahead at the 7-3 round. I guess he's not there, that's alright. Linda, K6GRL, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, thank you, Richard, K6GRL here. Just a quick comment on the Skygate Net. They run their net on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Pacific. So it would be 10 p.m. Eastern. I'm not sure what it's central. Like you know what time it would be at your for you, but it's 5 p.m. Eastern. I mean 5 p.m. Pacific. So I hope everybody's having a nice weekend, and we'll catch you next week. Have fun at the mannequin event there in Paris this evening, Richard. WB9CST from K6GL. WB8, right? I got that wrong. I think you're WB8. I'm not sure anymore. K6GL.
Well, you know what I'm going to say. As I started dealing with the past couple nights, Guten Abend, Frau, und Auf Wiedersehen.
Ja, Guten Abend and Tschüss.
I forgot about Tschüss. Thank you for reminding me. Over to you, John, the toy driver, well, retired toy driver. W8TOY, WB9CST, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Alright, well, thanks for running the net again, Richard. It's always appreciated. It's a nice little friendly net to
get to talk and listen to people from all over, sometimes overseas even. I didn't hear anybody from overseas today, I don't think, but hey, it's a very, very wide area in that, and I appreciate that. Good conversations, learn something new sometimes. So there you go. Have a good afternoon, Rich, and everybody else on that. This is W-A-T-O-Y.
Good job, John. Thanks for stopping in. It's good to hear you each time. So, let's see. J-S-A-A-T-G. Go ahead, Dennis, at the 7-3 round.
Yeah, this is Dennis, KFA-ATG, and I'd like to announce that I got a little new antenna, the Diamond Model 77, on my JCFT-60. So the fact that we're actually having this conversation unimpeded is a step in the right direction in a little modest way. And also, I also appreciate you, Richard, having this this net. This is actually my first foray after getting my license communicating with people. So signing off. KFA-ATG.
That wouldn't happen to be the Diamond MR-77 dual band mag mount, would it?
KFA-ATG, negative. This is the one with the connector that attaches directly to the radio. It is not a roof mount unit. However, on Amazon, you can get a 35-foot cable. That has really good transmission properties. I've also tested that out. So this is about 18-inch Diamond 77. That's I forget the connector type off the top of my head. That attaches directly to the radio. KFA-ATG.
Yeah, if that's the same one I'm thinking it is, I upgraded from that to the Comet SBB-7, so if you're looking to upgrade, that's my personal suggestion. Back to you.
KFA-ATG, as long as it has direct connection to the radio, because I'm trying to put this radio in my survival kit, my go-to bag, and so I'm trying to minimize the amount of mass I have to carry in an emergency. KFA-ATG.
Roger that, Dennis. Well, good having you, and come back anytime you're near the radio and are bored on a Saturday. Let's see. He was in and out, so KF8UU, go ahead at the 7-3 round. All right. Let's see. KC8CPT, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
KCPT, good job there, Richard, due to that for us, and thank you for picking up the net, and thank you for letting me check into the net in a dark CPT there. God bless everybody, and God bless America. Seriously there, Richard, and God bless. KCPT, got the net control.
Thanks for checking in. KA6TDY, Paul, go ahead at the 7-3 round.
Let's see. I've been listening kind of and typing at the same time here. So I heard someone mention Skygate, and well, I got to jump in here and throw in a few cents about it. We have the NorCal Skywarn net on the Skygate conference server every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific. I guess it's 10 p.m. Eastern. And I know it's kind of late on the eastern side, but, you know, we're in Pacific time. Yeah, we take check-ins from everywhere for weather. You can check in with your local weather or whatever. It's just for weather, so if you're interested in that stuff, we like listening. We like getting weather updates from all over the place. So, once again, that's the Skygate conference server or Echolink. Node 868-981, that's 868-981, or we can be connected to by IRLP, which is 9252. That's IRLP node 9252. You can check in that way. And, you don't have to say anything or whatever. Just listen in, see how you like it, or if you want to participate. There's no dues or anything like that. It's just weather. So we don't care if you're in South Africa or Australia or, anywhere. So come by, check us out. It's Wednesdays at 7 p.m. on the Skygate conference server. And this is KA6PDY. Back to you, Lynette.
Roger that, Paul. Thanks for the info. And I'll see if I can try and make it. It sounds interesting. K6VP, if you're still there, go ahead with the 7-3 round.
Well, nothing really to add here from San Jose. I, too, am talking on the FT-60 handheld on my All-Star Note. Had the radio for about 6 years and still going strong. Just waiting for the red flag warning to end here in the Bay Area. It's 21% humidity, been that way for about the last 3 days. It's supposed to be that way until 11 o'clock tonight. So I'll be glad when that's over. That's about all I have from here. K6VP, 7-3.
Good job, K6 Vice President. I always like that after call. Good to hear you. WI9HF, Chad, go ahead and 7-3 round.
Good job, 7-3 is everyone. Came in here a little bit late. Trying to get some pictures sent over so I can rename those and get something liquidated out of my stash of parts are not working stuff over here, so trying to get that going. So 7-3 is everyone. Have a good afternoon. Maybe talk to some of you guys on Monday on the handy end net. 7-3 to be WI9HF.
Good job, Chad. Good to hear you. I'm glad you stopped in. And last but not least on the list is Jonah, W0CLW, if you're still able to get in and within range. Go ahead at the 7-3 round. Oh, I guess he's not. Oh, well. The website is working, but I need to update it. So not everything is correct there, but if you guys want to go take a look at it, it's weebly.com. And with that, I'll go ahead and close everything out. And thank you for everyone who stopped in. Have a good Halloween. WV9CST.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 68 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 65 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good evening. 20:00. Clear. 51°. Good evening. 21 hours. Clear. 53°. Good evening. 22 hours. Clear. 51°. Good evening. 23 hours. Clear. 48°.